Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. We're continuing our interview with the Moody River Band's Tom Peckskamp and Charlie Young. We did a Facebook Live recording interview session in Tom's backyard gazebo. It was an awesome, fantastic experience. I invite you folks to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Or you can go to our website, The Crude Life, and we've got all the social media links there as well. But we recorded it for this particular program, Coffee and Capitalism Radio, but we're adding in, we're doing a social media integration campaign blitz type of a thing, so we're inviting you and your grandma and your dog and your cat and everybody that you can find, even your goldfish, to sign up for our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Okay, back to Coffee and Capitalism here on the Crude Life Media Network. Tom Peckskamp, Charlie Young with the Moody River Band, talking making money in the music business and a live performance. Okay, we're back here with the Moody River Band, Charlie Young, Tom Peckskamp in his backyard gazebo, where we're doing a little impromptu music jam session, as well as talking with the band. Upcoming gig this weekend, Bohemian Family Ramble, but check out their website, freerockandroll.com, freerockandroll.com. Charlie Young, what's this next song that you guys are talking about?
Strange Mood.
What's that about?
Just everything a human being deals with at one time. And then you're caught dealing with it.
And you're in a strange mood.
Yeah. All right, strange mood.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah.
freerockandroll.com. Oh, wait, that song, once again, was called Strange Mood. And did you write, you wrote that? Okay, how long does it take you to write a song? That song.
That one didn't take long. Like 5 minutes, just wrote down. Actually, it's just like the one little paragraph and then freestyled the other one, so.
Did you have the music in your head beforehand, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so freemusic.com. One of the things now, Matthew Nelson of Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, Nelson Brothers, they were a rock band back in the 90s. The long blonde hair, but successful career, everything along those lines. I interviewed them a few years ago, probably 7 years ago. And they talked about how the song now is just a commercial for your live events, meaning that's kind of basically the only place you make money. The record companies don't give you any money. Spotify doesn't give you any money. You know, so talk to me about what you guys do, free rock and roll. I mean, you guys you give away your music for free. What's the strategy?
Well, that's something that I think our drummer kind of started and organized a little bit, Corey Kruger. And basically just that idea of, you know, getting your music out there to people. Are people gonna pay that money for somebody that, you know, a song that they don't know, an artist that they haven't heard of? Are they gonna spend that dollar, that $5, for your music when there's so much music now? Look at what we have right now. I have a cell phone that I can record an album on. You know, the microphones, the computers, the digital programming, all that stuff that you have these days. Anyone can make music. So what's gonna set you aside from those people? And one way is to get that music out there for free. And hopefully it's a nice vehicle for people to absorb it and then come to your show with an idea of what to expect. And I think I think it should be free too. You know, it's nice to make some money on it, but I think there's other ways to capitalize on your art. But you know, if it's royalties and you get it in a commercial or something like that, that's a great way to make some money. But if nobody's heard your song and you have a song that's number one and it's just sitting on a CD or in a notebook somewhere and no one's ever heard it, you know, I'd rather have it out there. It's just you and me, baby, singing it
like we did in the good old days. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Oh, well, you build the bridge, and I'll hammer on the harmony. After a hard week's work, will it If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The Oil Field Report listens to the Oil Patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oil Field Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the Oil Patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oil Field Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oil Field Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, a dealership with years of experience in getting folks in the vehicle that fits their lifestyle and budget. They're well connected in the industry and can quickly find the vehicle you're looking for. Cars, minivans, SUVs, light and heavy duty trucks, even golf carts. Check out their current inventory at sampleautosales.com or call them at 701-573-7875. Better yet, stop in their showroom along Highway 22 in Manning, North Dakota. Put their many years of experience to work for you at Sample Auto Sales.